we go.
Yo. June turned up show already.
Bush.
What's happening?
What's happening, baby?
Music Jones Podcast. Easy. here he go. He tried. He kept music playing. Yeah. He tried. He missed all the buttons. My man.
Yo.
You must be full today.
No, I ain't full. I'm actually hungry.
Right. You done talked shit about me last week being full.
Nah,
shit.
You weren't full, nigga. Your ass was hot.
I was out. I was full.
You was on them drugs.
Oh, man.
Shrimp and grits.
That's
what we're going to call it from now. Yeah, fish and grits. Yeah. Shrimp and grits.
Fish and grits. Yeah, she had me on tip.
Fush.
Yeah. Fush. Little fush.
Little fush.
Little fush.
I don't say that. I ain't from down there.
My daughter from down there, so.
For real?
Yeah. Downtown.
Spread you royal. Oh, damn, she done got big.
Born at Roper. Mm. Baptized, christened at Mother Emmanuel. All day, baby.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. But yeah, man, how was y'all week?
Long
week.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. Pretty long week for me too. Wally texted me the other morning.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know that old Uncle Freddie passed away.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know. I know if y'all listen to the show, then y'all probably remember us talking about the nurse from his birthday party.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Remember we was talking about we was talking about the nurse, right?
Mm-hmm.
So rest in peace, Unc, man. But I gotta tell the story, man. This dude called me one day, about 2 weeks, 2.5, 3 weeks ago. Called me middle of the day. I'm chilling at the crib, I'm working and shit. He called me cutting the goddamn food. So I asked him, I said, hey, what's up with that nurse, man? Where's she? He's a nephew. Old nephew. Let me tell you something. Yeah, leave my nurse alone now.
No, you better get
Unc say, it. Unc say, every Tuesday, I can't wait. Every Tuesday, she come in here, boy, and I be so happy. So one day she came in here and she was fixing up her clothes. I said, baby, no, you pulling them pants the wrong way. This type of dude, he was a fucking fool, man. Dog, dude, hey, I'm working, but I'm on the phone. I'm fucking crying. I got a cramp in my goddamn stomach. I'm laughing so hard. So I said, oh, can you say she come on Tuesday? He said, yeah, yeah. I said, well, shit. I'ma slide through, holler at you next Tuesday. So let me tell you something, nephew. Nope. I don't have no visitors on Tuesdays. Can't nobody come here but my nurse. That's right. It. Everybody else, you gotta wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, what about him?
Yeah, man. But yeah, man. Rest in peace to Unc, man. He was a fucking dog. He's the reason. Like, he started calling my pop Jackie Wilson, dog. Like,
yeah.
I gotta tell the story too. We was in the hut one night. And standing in the hallway, me and Wally, anytime we go to the hut, we stand in the hallway. But he's the work the door.
Mm-hmm.
So if your hat turned backwards, turn your hat around, put pants up.
Mm.
I mean, he's shooting us great too, though.
He fuck with us bad. Mm-hmm. So we stand in the hallway one night. My daddy walk out there. Goddamn Jones in that hair. Goddamn look like Jackie Wilson. That's what lonely tears drop. Boy, he started dancing at my phone. Listen, hit the goddamn flow. So from that day till now, my daddy Jackie Wilson.
Jackie Wilson.
He would call my daddy Jackie Wilson since, man. But yeah, man, that was.
I mean, anything he did with it, he gonna anything. Turn something into a joke.
He gonna turn it into a joke, man. He gonna turn it into a fucking joke.
I don't care,
man.
What it is.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace, Unc. Man, yeah, we gonna. I gotta come back for the services and shit. But I always like to start off and get that out of the way. But I'm glad this one wasn't as bad because he was a funny dude.
Right.
Like, he was so fucking funny. Like, I can't even really be sad because I know he. And the crazy thing was he had colon cancer, right?
Mm. Prostate.
Prostate cancer. But you know, when they found out it was stage 4, and he lived 2 years after.
He's fine. Like a
yeah, man. But you would never know he was. You would never know he was hurting.
Not like
you never,
that.
You know what I'm saying? You never know he's in pain, man, because he gonna always be fucking laughing and making you laugh. So
man, that nigga even had a One of them scooters.
Yeah. Oh man, had one of the little chairs.
He named everything he drives.
Had the little chair, man. That motherfucker used to ride bitch all over Darling, man.
Really?
Oh my God, man. He had that motherfucker all over D-Town, bro.
Crazy.
Wild dude, man. Go miss that dude, man.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, we got an email from the Bull.
Shout out to the Bull.
It'll probably be the song for the next Movement 2 episode. Yo Jones, Yo Wally June, Yo Be Easy.
Yep.
That's what it is, man.
Love this guy. Read that for me. Read that first line. You know, that's that Muslim talk. Well, I know it means happy birthday.
Aid Milad Saeed.
Yeah, I wanted to try.
I guess.
Oh, shit. Appreciate that, Bull. Another trip around the sun. I can dig the laid back where you celebrated your John this year. Yeah, man. Like, old nigga, nah, nigga, I'm chilling. Now, 45, I might do something crazy. I'll be going into my second childhood. So.
Let's see, second.
Yeah, I'm going to my second childhood. Freedom. Get my freedom papers.
I started over.
May 2026. I get my freedom papers. So, yeah, man. Haven't seen that show Be Easy. I need to check it out since it's based in the city.
Yeah, you do.
Funny you mentioned that. Come to think of it, I saw a clip of Paperboy on one of the late night shows talking about Philly slang. Didn't see the whole video to see what he was promoting, but it probably was the show you're talking about. That's fire. You and your pops have fishing competition and the loser has to clean and fry. That's just some... It's been like that forever, man. Like, since I started fishing with him, because I would catch fish, but he would clean them. And he told me, he's like, listen, all right, this is what we going to do. Because I'm tired of cleaning all these fish by myself. I used to help him sometimes. Like, man, I'm tired of gutting these motherfuckers. Yeah. I used to just go play ball or something.
Right.
But he's like, you going to start loser goddamn clean and cook.
Oh, shit.
That's what it was. I was like 13, 14, so around there. But I could cook, and, you know, I could do all that shit. So, but, yeah, man, that, like... He is a competitive ass dude.
Mm-hmm.
My pop competitive as shit. And that's the only, his knees won't allow him to do nothing else. So we have to fish. He can't bowl, you know.
Yeah,
he can't do shit. Yeah. Shoulders all fucked up. He can't got there throw football no more. Yeah, man. Can't breathe too long because he got lung issues. Yeah, so that's why I like fish.
Word, that's what's
man.
Up.
Yeah, man. But yeah, we're gonna try to get us a little group started or something where we
like
just
a little fishing group.
Yeah,
word, that's
we're gonna try
up.
To do some shit. Man.
You got the boat, nigga.
I'm thinking about selling that motherfucker, but that's another story for another day.
Damn,
yeah, another yay episode, eh? He definitely sounds like he needs his med.
He do. Mm-hmm.
We definitely gonna get into him in a little while.
Yeah, but
he drawling.
That nigga say, "What exactly are YN jeans? What design do they have?
The ones Jones be wearing."
Philly, you know the young boy. You wear the young boy jeans. You a young boy.
He probably got them.
He was a young boy. You wear the YN jeans. You know, the slim fit, the cuts and the holes.
Nut ass jeans.
Yeah.
I'm just using up all my Philly slang right now.
Nut ass jeans. I was watching some shit. I saw a lady with some eyebrows. All I could say was, man, I wish she'd take them nut ass eyebrows off of her. I mean, eyelashes. Take them nut ass eyelashes off of shit, man. Ah, so Santana got that I will survive city where the skinny will I survive in the city where the skinny niggas die line from Pac. Had no clue. Another Music Jones gem. Yeah, man. Like
Jay Pac, said that shit too.
Yeah, but
I mean, Jay got it from. Did Jay say it before Santana?
Yeah, but Pac said it.
Yeah, no, but Pac said it first. Yeah,
yeah. Jay said it before Santana. I think
he did. For him sake, yeah.
I think. Yep.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way, Drew.
I think Jay said it before. He said it before Jewel.
Before Jewel.
I think he did. Yeah. I'm gonna do some research so I can check it. Cause I hear the song, but I can't rap the whole lyric because I keep saying Jewel shit as I said. But yeah, Philly Park has some of the coldest one liners ever. All right, that motherfucker. In the city where the skinny niggas die. My step-pop used to walk through the crib all the time and say that was not out of
that was my
favorite. White man's world.
Tupac was his
get
favorite.
My weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger. That motherfucker used to just be walking through the crib. You know how you just, how a saying be, you just walk through the house like, mustard, like that shit. Yeah. Like he used to walk through the crib just get my weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger.
What's something that you walk around and do that to now?
Mustard.
It's so many.
You know what I'm doing right now?
What?
Just blurt out randomly.
What?
Where them fans at?
Yo, that shit is everywhere.
Shit.
Got my boots on the ground.
I'm glad he's from South Carolina. Yeah, hey, I be saying that shit randomly. I'm sorry, man. Y'all. I'm sorry. Yeah. Shout out to your stepfather.
But yeah, my stepfather, Pac is, he's number one Pac fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I remember him pulling up for work, listening to Hit 'Em Up.
Mm. I remember a few times me pulling up with his dope.
Yeah.
And Tupac's.
Yeah.
Blast. Okay.
Oh, man. He had every Pac CD you could think of.
I ain't never heard him play that different. I ain't never heard him play the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit.
So, like, he got that MP3 player and put all that shit on the MP3.
I always catch Mike pulling up and jumping out.
Yep. It's Pac playing.
Always
you best believe it. You best believe it. Another good episode. Can't wait to hear the next John Philly. My guy. Appreciate the birthday John love, Philly. Brother.
I had played Jay Electronica since he came with that Muslim talk at the beginning. So.
Yeah. But yeah, man, he said yay off his meds. What's up with your boy, man?
He's still off him.
What's up with the guy, man? Like,
he on that other level of stupidity.
Is it drugs? Stupidity, but is it drugs?
No.
It ain't that's no
natural.
Drugs?
No.
It's natural.
He off his meds, like you said. And if you notice, a lot of the stuff he be saying be stuff that be on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe weeks ago, maybe months ago, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it just coming, you could tell it just coming back to his head.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And he just, you know what I'm saying, it's something that's kind of popular, so... A few months ago at the Super Bowl, Jay was with his daughter, mm-hmm. his youngest daughter,
mm-hmm.
and people was start in the comments was saying, why they don't never have the other child? Why they don't never have a son? They must be ashamed of him, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Then other people in the comments was like, nah, they don't bring him out because he don't like crowds, he autistic, whatever, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
And people was like, oh, I didn't know that. You could see the comments. Mm-hmm. Like, the shit-talking comments kind of died down.
Yeah.
But if you a mental person and you see that, now that's stuck in your head. J-Kid's got mental issues or whatever, or social anxiety issues, whatever, whatever. Now when you off your meds, you having a manic episode, that shit gonna come out.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Dude crazy, man.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Dude fucking crazy.
He need to be on his medicine.
He need more than medicine, yo. He need a straight jacket.
He need a straight jacket.
For real. That dude said, like, this nigga, like, okay.
With that list, he was bold as shit.
Yeah, he had that list.
But that was bold.
Then he had the list of motherfuckers that he said betrayed him.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, that list.
Yeah, he had the 12 Rap King list.
Which was a cool list.
It was okay.
He left off, maybe he didn't consider certain groups as.
What was the name of that one?
The 12 Kings of Rap?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Now, see, that. His opinion. I don't give a damn about that. But true. That shit about him talking about he betrayed him. That's something different to me.
Yeah,
he can talk all that opinion shit all he want to. Yeah. But for him to say and make a fucking list and post it.
Yeah,
y'all offended me. Mm-hmm. Y'all betrayed me.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga had about how many people on that list?
Shit, a lot.
But if that was in your mind, whenever,
right.
And you never really got over it, whether or not y'all...
That makes it even worse, though. Yeah. He never got over it.
But no, what I'm saying is if that's in your mind, you never really got over it, you having a manic episode, that shit gonna come out.
True. Yeah. Oh,
that's
absolutely.
Why whatever he's saying, absolutely. Like, I put all of that on, he need to take medicine.
I can dig it.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you. But it's just the fact that the medicine wore off and he went bananas.
Dude, crazy.
This nigga made a list?
Yeah.
A list.
Yeah. Of motherfuckers that betrayed him.
That's pretty.
The 12 rap kings are.
That's different.
There are 12 rap kings. Wayne, me, Jay, Drake, Biggie, Pac, 50, M, LL, Run DMC, Nas, and Rakim. Am I missing any?
I ain't gonna say I disagree with that, but that's a nice list.
It's okay.
Who it he missing? Bad. Who you think he missing?
He need to take himself off.
Why?
Because
shit.
He got himself on the list with Rakim. I'm talking about rap kings.
Rap kings. But is he saying rap, just rap music kings, period? Or is he saying
rap kings?
Didn't he say Run DMC?
Yeah.
He said some good shit.
But you, I mean, hell, they was the first ones to
Is Run DMC rap kings, really?
No, man.
To older niggas.
Okay, crossing over, that type of shit.
They crossed. They were the first one.
He the same thing then. They weren't spitting.
Rakim never crossed over.
But I ain't talking about crossing over. I'm saying if in his list, he kind of like that other list.
Is he talking about rappers or is he talking about just rap music?
Probably just rap music, period.
Because he said Kendrick was never a rap king.
He fool as hell, so his opinion. How I looked at it.
So you know he not talking about rapping because Kendrick is a rapper.
So, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So there you go. Okay, yeah, yeah. I'm glad you cleared that up. See, that's why I come in here and talk about shit, because I was like, this motherfucker crazy.
But when people make lists and you see certain people on the list or certain people not on the list, mm-hmm. you can kind of see whether they talking about sales and impact,
right.
or if they just talking about rappity rapping.
Right. So this all impact sales.
It's kind of a little bit of everything.
I say Run DMC because he probably gave them they shot because of the fashion.
Like you say, he the first. They was the first.
Yeah.
So
they was dressing like the drug dealers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know they put that on the front street.
Mm-hmm. But then the impact,
they
was
that was impactful in itself because not everybody, all the kids want these track suits mm-hmm. and Kangol hats absolutely. And shit.
But even impact as far as music.
Yeah, their music was dope. LL, you got to put LL there because
like I said, he just paying.
He signed when he was 16.
Just paying
rapping all of that.
Yeah, and he could really rap. Yeah, so this more influential.
Maybe type. So. Maybe it's a little bit all of it. Maybe just those are his favorites.
Maybe.
See, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. And I'm thinking
did he say 50?
He made mm-hmm. that and 50
on that list?
Mm-hmm.
Just 50 ain't no rapper.
He
right.
not.
Yeah, what was you saying?
He just impact. Put that out there to piss somebody off.
I don't even think he's doing this shit intentionally.
Yeah.
Not really.
He put this out here and then retweeted it and added Kendrick was never a rap king.
I think somebody asked him something about Kendrick.
Okay, if he said that, then he is.
He went back and put it on.
He just put this out for reaction.
I don't think people.
And to stay relevant.
I don't think people realize, him included, how long Kendrick really been rapping.
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck he meant when he said Kendrick was never a rap king. Like, that shit.
Maybe he mean like.
He's shooting jazz at that man at the top of the list.
maybe.
That's all he doing. Stay the relevant.
Maybe it
always do that though. Mm-hmm.
Maybe he didn't look at him like that before this beef.
Maybe he did.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but
cause J. Cole ain't on there.
Cole is not on here.
Drake ain't on there.
Drake is on here.
Yeah,
Drake on there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Drake.
That's what I'm saying. He just doing that to piss people off.
Well, no, I mean, niggas been saying Drake been running rap for 10 years.
15.
So.
Yeah, 15.
15?
They say 15.
Okay.
I mean, you really gotta, it depends on where you started at.
Okay.
If you started off.
Well, if they say 15.
You can thank me now if you started off So Far Gone.
Either way, I mean, I knew it was 10 or 15.
Yeah.
So maybe he thinking like that. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Y'all gonna drive yourself crazy trying to make sense of a crazy motherfucker.
Exactly, man. Like I said, just break it down to the simplest I can break it.
Like even the last time he got mad at J&M and he was talking about y'all gonna counsel me and this, that, and the third, mm-hmm. he was on stage and he went on that rant.
Yeah, he was talking about he did that. But
you know?
this time he talking about J Kids and shit. And
but
I'm like,
that shit is kinda, it ain't really current because that was like a month ago.
Somebody should have tweeted and said takes one to know one.
He probably would have cried.
Yeah, somebody should tweet it takes one to know one.
He probably would have cried.
He probably looked
like, because we ain't never seen him.
He looked at one certain.
He don't be out there like the little kid. The kids he referring to. We don't see them like that.
I saw the one though at the thing and the way she was like,
because they twins, right?
Yeah, they twins.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to say like you could tell when somebody got like social things or they kind of, but. I got a lot of that, like, you know, in my family.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know, being around people, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, even like I had a homie, he was, like, on the medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got off the medicine, we could tell he was off the medicine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's you can kind of see it. And you can see how she was moving in that little video.
Yeah.
That, oh, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, for somebody to like try to make shit, talk shit about it and clown it is wild.
Yeah, that's some crazy shit. But yeah, somebody need to slap the fuck out of him.
Too much.
Our niggas just gotta stop paying him attention.
But I say he was better off when he was with Kim.
He was.
He was. But he got what the Kardashians on the fucking list.
Yeah. Kim and the Kardashians. Yeah. He had Kim second and the Kardashians like at the bottom.
They betrayed him. So that ain't gonna work, bro.
God, I'm talking about he had the Kardashians.
The Kardashians. With an S on the end.
It was a time when they had called an ambulance for him. I think they were in Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
They had called an ambulance for him and then he went on a rant on Twitter or whatever. He was talking about how they was trying to get him to take his medicine and this, that, and the third, and I don't want to. But that reminded me of my homeboy. When my homeboy first got on whatever his medicine was, he was like, he didn't want to take it because he couldn't feel nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped taking it. Our senior year, he stopped taking it for a little while. Mm-hmm. So they had to go. He started saying some shit. And I was like, I had told my mom, I was like, yeah, I don't think he on his medicine right now because he was saying some wild stuff at school, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went and kind of redid his prescription.
Mm-hmm.
And he got back, you know what I'm saying, back to how he was or whatever. But I think that was part of it. But when you, like, 100 millionaire, at the time he wasn't a billionaire, people ain't going to really stop you.
Yeah.
Ain't too many. Unless they really your family, they really, really care about you. Mm-hmm. I think they really, really care about him. And they was trying to stop him, but it was just too much.
Yeah. But, man, dude, he a wild dude, man. Yeah. But, somebody need to slap the fuck out of him. Like for real, somebody slap the fuck out of it.
That ain't gonna work.
I know Jay-Z gonna send somebody to kill me.
Man, that gonna make
it worse. Motherfucking crazy.
He said, but that's the kind of shit that be on social media.
Yeah, he wild dude.
That's the kind of shit that be on social media.
So he getting exploited a little bit.
That ain't crazy shit, man. Yeah. Shout out to Ye, man.
Crazy. You said that at that concert that time. Don't send nobody to kill me, Jay.
Yeah, he did.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wanna go to Big U or Yellow Beezy first?
Either one, man.
Which one you wanna go to first? Big U goddamn got indicted.
Corrupt.
Man, listen. And the shit they saying about him, the shit he had his hands in. Man, let me pull this shit up. Man.
While you pull that up, do you know? Well, Tiny Zeus Lester said that he based his character off of Big U.
I read that after.
Yeah. I saw a video on that. Yeah, so that let you know what kind of dude he was.
Shout out to Doogie.
Murder and City Hall
Doogie
fraud.
Doogie should have been here for that.
Yeah. See, there's some Doogie shit right here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get him back in here. I'll be sometime
soon.
Got me
a fucking lesson off this.
Yeah.
And see, Yada Baby and
Rolling Six.
Shout out to them 60s. Neighborhood.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Neighborhood.
107 page federal complaint charging Henley and others. Andre Russo, an FBI agent, described the Rolling Sixties as a violent criminal street gang with associated sets in several other states.
Who, how many people got arrested with that?
Damn, did it say?
Two other alleged members.
Oh, no, it's a, it was called Operation Drawdown. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
60 people got arrested?
Yeah, but they got the head. Hold they on, got the head.
I was arrested. Like
on a fucking.
10 Rolling 60 members.
Oh, 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they was like this nigga talking about on a documentary a couple years ago, talking about the checking in shit and shit like that.
He was on that heaven.
They got all that in the indictment.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Yeah. Got all that shit on that.
That's
what but the biggest
snitching ass, rolling ass, boy, the biggest, they rolling all right.
The biggest fucking thing that I seen come on the internet since this indictment was he had something to do with Nipsey.
Really?
I don't believe that though.
I don't either.
I don't either.
I want to not believe it, man.
Because the dudes at the barbershop told a story. That the dude kept coming around and they didn't want him to come around because he was a snitch.
Mm.
And they said Nipsey pressed him about being a snitch.
Well,
and why you around?
Snitching is it all the time.
And he got him and the dude got mad.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the dude shot Nipsey and was walking off. Nipsey was shot, was on the ground talking shit. And dude turned back around and shot him again.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's on the video. Like you can see, you know what I'm saying? So I don't believe that. Because if that's the case, why not shoot him all them times before?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why Nipsey got to press him about being a snitch? You know what I'm saying? So I don't believe that.
Snitching is an all time.
I don't know.
All time fucking. It's a style.
Nah, it's the same. Niggas been snitching since been snitching.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but long time.
It just, it's inside now. It used to be.
Yeah, it's.
It wasn't, back in the day, it was almost a rule, you know, not your own. You know, you definitely got, if you did it, it wasn't nobody you. Good God, but these boys getting homeboys.
Yeah, they locking their brothers and cousins and
inside.
Shit.
Inside, they are operations.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I want to agree with you, but I just can't.
That's just snitching.
They've been snitching. Like, it ain't a thing. You just know about it more, because now people know. Niggas watch The Wire and know everything is public knowledge.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going back, like some of the people who left the streets back when I was coming up, and you know, we ended up in knowing how they left and all that. But versus then versus now, yeah, no man, it's at an all time high.
Yeah, these boys, they flagrant.
I watch, like, listen to people tell me stories, and just put it all together and be like, damn, these, I'm talking about, they're a lot. And I mean, a lot of motherfuckers that we ain't even thinking about, just from the crib, just from the hood, that's gone, but gone because definitely some rat snitch shit. Nothing other.
Yeah.
It's just snitching. Is just,
now, when you say it's now is at an all time high, what time period you encompassing that now?
Now, as in, I say, I ain't even going.
The last 10 years. Either you can start it with
no, I'm gonna give it to
Tekashi.
How long ago before that?
Tekashi broke the rat mold.
Yeah, he did.
Look at the shit that happened with the fam, though.
Yeah,
that was 20 years ago.
That was.
You know what I'm saying?
That was.
And there wasn't no social media like that to press nobody to. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No. That was back then,
right?
Nicky Barnes.
Yeah. But Nicky snitched because he couldn't. He didn't want to do all that.
And I
what,
like,
what
I
is
say,
the other nigga snitching for? That's the reason why
I ain't disagreeing. I guess it probably because
I feel
I know
shit,
more.
Frank snitched too.
Yep.
No, he told on the cops though.
Yeah, he told on the cops, but
yeah,
he's in the game. That's
it is. But
is this snitching? Is it ain't? He ain't a citizen.
A lot of cats disappeared at one time because of that.
Yeah,
that's all. I mean,
even more recent. It's somebody we know. And they got two younger brothers, and it was alleged that they got snitched on in the city. And one of the younger brothers called out the guy they snitched. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I feel like, cause when somebody said something one time, they was like, "You think all these niggas go to jail and just get out with a lawyer?"
Right.
It's like, these niggas been snitching. Like, what you talking about? You know what I'm saying? So, but I think it's just, you see it more kind of like airplane crashes. You think it's more airplane crashes this year?
Absolutely.
It ain't. It's less airplane crashes this year than last year at this time period.
Yeah.
You just see it more because it's on the news.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's me. But yeah. I'm just throwing that counterpoint out there. You could be 100% right. I don't know. I don't do that as a legal thing.
Right. Me neither, though. You know? So, but it's just, they disappear. Only I say that because... Why they shooting up that little neighborhood so bad, boy?
Oh, they shooting shit up.
It's
terrible.
They
shooting shit
up. They ain't snitching fast enough. Then they need to get them niggas off the goddamn streets.
And it probably won't be long,
man.
It probably won't be long. Ain't no way.
Good.
But they are shooting that little neighborhood.
Yeah, they fucking shit up, boy.
Like crazy.
Good. Get them on off the street so the old ladies can.
Yeah, man.
Be
they
on
came,
the porch again.
They came boonk up and pull the weeds out.
That's what I was gonna say. Garden. They can't be out there.
They can't have no garden no more.
Niggas wild. Get them all.
So Yella Beezy.
Oh God.
Yella Beezy was picked up for hiring a hitman to kill Mo3.
That shit crazy, man.
Dog.
Ain't nothing to somebody.
That shit
somebody told
me. I was like, man, are you fucking
still
serious?
Still down to somebody snitching, I guarantee you.
I'm like, why?
Cause they
some,
say
some
Mo
Dallas
three,
beef.
Nah, they say Mo 3 was hitting his old lady.
Something
behind his back.
See that? Something crazy. And you best.
That's something
it.
I read. That's what I read.
I believe a woman was involved. I wouldn't doubt that.
Yella Beezy shouldn't have been free anyway.
He was supposed to be locked up in on.
Couple years ago, he caught a rape charge.
Mm-hmm. God
damn. Yep. But it ain't went nowhere.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
He got a badass lawyer, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. So they arrested the investigators. Say Conway hired Kewan Dontrell White to kill Noble. Conway was arrested on Thursday on the charge of capital murder.
He gonna get treated like a king, though. It don't matter.
Conway is being held in Dallas County Jail. Court records show he's being held on a $2 million bond.
Not unless he got some whoever the ops is.
Yeah, they shot this nigga on the goddamn highway, bro. On the interstate, man.
Mm-hmm.
They shot him on the interstate.
I want to say it's
watching him.
Mm-hmm.
Video of him running down the interstate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They got pictures of the suspect chasing him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they shot up his car and he jumped out.
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
Yep.
Shout out to.
And if you see Yella Beezy, he looked like a
rest in peace.
I mean, you could tell he like from the streets or whatever, mm-hmm. got some hood in him, but he looked like a nice guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't raise his voice and nothing like that. Yeah. Like,
he can sing like hell, too.
Yep. Got all my hurling on me.
Yeah.
Damn, he missing the wave. Because I bet he be playing his music. Got that boots on the ground. That's on me, man.
Oh, man. Pause. Mo3 was all right with me.
Yeah.
He was all right. He made some decent music.
He wasn't alive long enough for me to really. I heard his name, mm-hmm. and right when I started hearing his name, that's when he got killed.
Yeah, I called him about a year before the outside.
Outside blew him.
Also, outside. That's his phrase. We outside.
No,
something like
the
that.
Song. Scared to come outside.
But that's really what everybody turned.
You don't know that
into.
Song? Pull it up real quick. You know that shit, man. You just don't know it by the way I'm saying. You done heard it before.
Because
you might not.
It's was they playing it in the club?
It was a TikTok.
Yeah. You don't frequent the spots.
All I can say is anything TikTok put its fingers on, it's a fucking hit.
Yeah, this shit came out. This is what he dropped. They dropped like right after he died.
Oh, this the one where the dude pull up in the car with it. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know this shit. Yeah.
I know you do.
Frank Prosper. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I know you do.
Uh-huh. Come outside. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Damn, this was him?
Yeah, that's him.
Man, that shit, they hard.
That shit
girl.
Hard, nigga.
My bad, Mo3.
That shit on one of my favorite TikTok shit when they had the cat driving the car.
TikTok
kid. And it'd be like the speakers on.
The cat pulling off a word. Like, fuck it or something. That cat. Boy, I still love that cat. Yeah, I love that cat. I know every fucking meme.
Boom, boom, boom.
Hey, the cat just looked back like, motherfucker. I'm out of here. And got that fucking trunk
rally. Yeah.
I'm talking about that trunk. It'd be
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Every cat meme.
I'd be like, when your hood boyfriend pull up and shit. I'ma tell you that was when I was living with my mom and Chad come to pick me up and shit. God. He got a 215s in a damn car.
In that protege.
Yeah.
Oh god.
He had 215s in a protege.
Jesus.
That bitch beating everybody block now, bro.
I believe it.
Man, then he put him in a Cutlass.
Uh-huh.
In Cadillac.
Yeah, he did a Roadmaster one time.
Yeah, I had a Roadmaster. Yeah, I'm talking about kept that goddamn funk in the trunk, bro.
Ain't nobody got shit on that cat, boy.
Yeah, you was right. I did know this song.
I know you did.
Yeah, you
just don't be knowing the names of
you. Right.
You say that all the time.
Yeah. I don't know the name of no song.
Yeah. This shit go crazy in the club.
Anytime somebody talking about coming outside for, you know, like, I'm going to be outside. Yeah, whatever.
No, that night, Dean got shot at the fucking the other spot.
Miss Kitty's?
No, down.
Tavern.
The tavern.
Yeah.
Dean got shot outside of there.
Somebody pulled
when
up.
When that song was playing at the hood.
The cat was playing. The cat.
No, when they was playing that, I'm talking about the club, everybody that bitch singing. That's when them two little niggas walked in with the mask on. And Dre was like, I'm out. Andre Williams. He's like, I'm gone.
He had white shoes on?
Right. White loafers.
Shout out to Dre, man.
Shout out to Dre. That's my
dude. Got that Dayton, man. Don't you wear the white shoes like with your country ass.
with a damn fedora on the match.
Oh man,
they got a fedora and a pair of shoes and every outfit.
Yeah, hey man, I gotta tell you something off mic too.
I hope it's good. Write it down. No, so
it
you
ain't,
remember.
It ain't good.
Write it down.
It ain't good. I'm not gonna forget. Trust me.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't gonna forget.
I'm gonna forget to ask you.
Shout out to Grant. Got Grant called me yesterday.
Shout out to Grant.
Yeah, man.
Damn. But, shit.
So, Sauce Walker and Say So P.
Do you know Say So P?
He was signed to Sauce Walker.
But I mean, other than that, because I read that too.
I read it. I never seen him, heard him. You know what I'm saying? But I just saw some shit on social media a little while ago that said he ran off on somebody with $200,000.
Oh, that's why he got shot.
That's what.
Is Sauce Walker from?
Sauce Walker from Texas.
What the fuck you doing at getting shot in Memphis?
He was in Memphis with him. They was in Memphis together.
I mean, boy from Memphis?
Yeah, he from Memphis.
Oh,
he from Memphis, man.
Who that?
Say So P.
Okay.
He from Memphis, man.
You run off on $200,000, yeah. All right.
So that's what's swirling now, but I don't know, man. I ain't know what type of shit I'm on. But them boys was on right before they got hit. Social media. They in a hotel room, get ready to go out. Standing they got
with all that money. Oh, that picture with him, all the money was that day?
Shit. Hour before we got
Jeez
hit.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Couple hours, if not.
Yes, I don't even got no money, and I don't post when I'm somewhere until I'm back home.
Right, exactly.
Then I posted when I was in Pittsburgh. I posted during the playoffs. They was like, "You at the game?" I was like, "Nigga, it's Pittsburgh. What the fuck are you talking about?"
People don't be paying attention.
Yeah,
they don't be paying attention. They just see you post a picture. That's it.
But yeah,
Sauce, my guy, man. Speedy recovery to him. He made it through. But the other dude ain't man. So rest in peace to Say So P.
So he caught it. He caught it straight.
Probably
so. It had nothing to do with him.
Mm-hmm. If that other story is, but you know the streets gonna talk.
Yeah.
As soon as some shit happens, somebody gonna say
it
something.
It could be a total lie.
Hey, man, straight up, man. That nigga ran off on such and such, man. Oh, that nigga $200,000, man.
Mm. TMZ will get it.
I hear Memphis, man. It'll be goddamn fact by the end of the day.
Yeah, right.
I go and refresh Facebook enough, goddamn it, it'll come across that motherfucker. But yeah, man, shouts out to them. Rennie and Zach. Y'all see what they got going on?
I saw that today. Is that?
Yeah. That shit live.
That shit going on now.
True. I mean, it's true, but do you think she did that?
No. I don't. If she did, she did it when she was with Fugiano. She ain't do it while she was with Zach.
Right. That's what I'm thinking too. But he can't take it, boy.
Yeah, he
gonna
Zach be. He like, lame then.
Zach was like, shit, I'm about to go fuck something out.
Well, he from
48. Columbia.
Oh, he from Columbia too?
Yeah. Bluff Road area. Down that way. Down past Avenue Glen. Yeah.
That is a fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He from out there, man.
Oof. Them boys look real dark over there.
But yeah, he
you know that stove?
Uh-huh.
Right there we get off and boys be out there at the damn stove, boy. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta act like you gotta look like you from out there when you go to our damn store, that little store and shit.
Yeah. I don't go in them parts, cause
I used to work up
street. Oh, okay.
Shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, pull up top down too, nigga, what up?
But see, I knew Zach.
Oh, you knew him?
I mean, I know him from working in Air 56.
Coming in there, he know your boy.
Yeah.
Word.
Him and Snoop homeboy, Nike Town Jew's best friend. Like Zach and Nike Town used to, they was by Coastal in 2018-19.
Word.
Yeah, so boy,
moving
back and
music.
Forth.
Yeah.
Back and forth since, you know, since then. Then I know Sonny.
That he a rapper.
Dirty Money Sonny. And B's.
Oh, Dirty Money, no, I'm thinking about some other niggas. No, that's Slow Money.
Dirty Money Sonny, he from Columbia.
Oh.
But I know, you know what I'm saying? The boys just be in the store all the time, shooting the shit. But yeah, some cool fellas, man.
So, I mean, what's the latest you heard with that situation, though?
The last thing I saw was a video of, she was videoing them in the car.
Who was them?
Rennie and Zach.
Each other, okay.
Yeah. Itself. So okay. That's when I was like, what the fuck going on?
The last one I seen.
Yeah, so I looked. Yeah. So I watched, I was like, oh shit.
The big thing about it is he putting her out the house.
Oh, he definitely said that.
Yeah, he told her to get out of the house. Yeah.
He definitely said that.
Now she gonna go to Kevin Gates.
No, she ain't.
It won't be long.
She got long bread.
But still, it won't be long.
She's straight.
Man, Kevin gonna step in that. That dumbass nigga.
But he
will say something.
He had a video. I mean, but he had a video. They had a song together.
Shardis. That's where it came from.
I can see. Shardis is he think we doing?
Yeah. But they had a song together a few years ago.
I wonder what's going on. Drew could probably down with it.
Yeah, probably so. Let's go. But that was the word that was going on then.
The trifecta.
They said that was happening then. Yeah.
I mean,
but I mean, you know. It is what it is. I'm gonna sit back and watch and see what turned out. I just wanna see. I mean, because and then I'm like, why they making this shit public?
Public as fuck too. I'm talking, they ain't cutting no corners.
Nothing.
That last argument was
dry illegal. Snitches is at an all time high.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Keep that shit out your damn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They
and posting it. They post the whole argument.
Yeah, bro. They
the entire argument. You went on all platforms too.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
You went on all platforms.
I can't do it, bro.
Come on, man.
I can't do it.
And I'm talking about downgrading them, everything, boy. He talked shit to her.
Damn.
He did a bad, no. She rolled with the punches. But even though, you know, you think women always got that last gut punch that'll just, you know what I mean? But that nigga was shooting so hard, boy.
Talking shit about her.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, he went, I'm looking for it. The shit was bananas.
Talking about
it got somewhere. I was like, I stopped.
So when did it start? The day or last night? Because I wasn't paying attention last night.
I saw some posts about it this morning. Matter of fact, it was early this morning. I was in the gym this morning. So
yeah,
maybe it started last night then.
Might have started last night.
Yeah, I saw people talking about it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But I don't know.
I know.
I don't know, man. Tell him Stephen A.
Oh, and that nigga too. You talk about Stephen A.
Yeah,
he got so many meme type shit.
Oh God, yeah.
He really talking shit.
Yeah.
Oh shit,
man. Stephen A. Stephen A. done backtrack his LeBron shit and all, man.
Shit. Oh, he did.
He had some bullshit the other day.
Yeah, he said I might have been wrong.
He said that his job.
Yeah, I mean that's his job.
I ain't got to talk to you. I talk about you.
Yeah. That's his gig.
Oh, there you go. I found it. It was right there where I needed it to be.
All right, man. We gonna go back in the day for a quick second, man. As you pull up channel live for me, Easy. Station Mad identification. Isms? Mad Isms.
Ooh-wee.
I know that.
Because you know, nigga, channel live. You remember some shit.
I don't know how.
Nigga, you remember shit that was impactful. Dog, everybody was playing this shit crazy back then.
That was a banger.
This shit right here. We about spark it on the mic. Yeah. Come on. All we do was spark back. One of these niggas was a school teacher when they made this song.
Really?
I can't remember which one of them was. But yeah, man.
Having dreads back then.
This shit used to go crazy across the 15s, boy. Woo! And yes, he's herb selling.
Yeah, this is bananas. I'm a potential felon. I got
channel 3.
Just get the line. Let's go.
Channel block. Spark the ism. I'm off the channel live. Wake up in the morning, got the yearning for herbs. It's loosened at the vials, metaphors and verbs. It's imaginative, say the magic. Ooh, ooh. Hey, talk about shit. So is the chocolate tie.
That makes no sense.
It's all putting words together, man. They ain't talking about shit.
Nope.
Hello, admit it. Ain't talking about shit.
Mm-hmm. He was saying it.
Yep, they just. Shit just sounded good. Shit just sounded good, man.
That's who saved him.
Huh?
That's who saved him.
Oh, yeah. Damn, Vico.
Vico is nice, boy, I tell you.
Oh God!
I think he might have did something.
Oh,
I think
man.
This guy did some of his verse.
Yeah. I gotta get mine, get it quick. Cause there's all these weak raps, steady making
hits. Fuck that. But 94, bring the skills back. So listen now. While you look for the other one, you saw what Plies did for Don Staley.
No, what'd he do?
He bought a chain that looked like the national championship trophy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, got diamonds in it and shit.
Goddamn. That boy like Don, boy.
And he fucked with a heavy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't fuck with the winners?
She's great.
She's a winner.
I wonder if he's gonna like buy a house in Columbia or something.
Who, Plies?
Yeah.
He might already have one.
He be here all the time. He was at the game on the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's always in Columbia. He go to every game now.
Mm-hmm.
He going his best to get there.
And while you looking, Don, it was somebody that, what happened? He either helped her with a flat tire, stopped to help her with a flat tire or some shit.
Yeah.
And she bought the guy,
oh wow,
found out who he was and bought him SUV. That was an article I saw.
Damn,
I don't know how true that is.
I mean, shit, she probably did.
Yeah.
She probably got contract with the fucking
the whoever the
dealership.
Yeah, it ain't shit. My dealership.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, shout out to Channel Live. 25 years, we just gonna, I just gonna mention this for the women. Trina dropped the baddest bitch. If anybody wanna talk about that.
Oh shit.
But I just do it for the women. You know?
That was the album?
Uh huh. I mean, that was the, you know, the title track was the song off there.
Who's bad? That video was hard, though.
Oh, yeah.
She was going through fucking up all the Warren Sapp stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
This got you think she wrote? She write?
I don't know. Never heard I never heard of her having a writer. Most of the songs on here is just her.
Ooh, boy, I know women turn up on this motherfucker.
Boy, yes, they used to. Boy, this shit coming on at the club in the club in Orangeburg in 2000. Crazy, yo.
It turned them up.
Crazy, yo. I'm talking about wild, man. Real wild, man. It was a good time, everybody. Club days at the Berg. But this is shit I used to be in the club that, you know, used to get thrown in rotation.
18 holes tracks on this bitch.
Mm-hmm. I ain't never heard nothing but
this one
and Pullover.
That's it.
It was only two they put on the radio.
Oh, Pullover last too.
Yeah.
That's good. Make you listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, they tried to.
Bunch of damn skipping.
Yeah, a bunch of skipping.
Yeah, I don't know. Trina can't, I don't know. And that, you know, shout out to Trina.
Most of these let you skip backwards. Say you got to skip 2-3 times going backwards.
Yeah, we go. You go from 2 to 18.
Yeah,
going backwards.
Man. Yeah, go backwards. Yeah. Nigga, fuck that shit. Yeah.
Yo, yeah, this used to get played a lot in the club.
God.
Yeah, I can see me not in the club. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Looking like somebody in the club.
Yeah, I can see me not in the club.
My knees couldn't handle that no more. Bro. I can't do nothing with that no more. Be love.
Grab her by the waist real soft. Oh,
yeah.
She throwing it back.
Yeah. She throwing that thing back.
We got it.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Shout out to Trina.
Shout out to Trina.
And last, we going to touch on Pause.
Pullover.
Mm-hmm.
Jaquan.
Okay.
And we going to touch on, we going to get this Jaquan in because old boy just redid that song last year and it went fucking crazy.
How you spell? Oh, I know how to
spell
it.
K-W-O-N. Yeah. See, look at that memory coming back.
You oh, yeah. Jaquan used to. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, but it's just Jay. That is right.
Yeah.
It's Tipsy Dude.
Yeah, uh huh. That's him.
What you got going on?
Oh, he dropped his first album 15 years ago. His only album, really.
Right.
Now he had two more.
Oh yeah, okay.
Why yeah, shit? No, he had one in 04. Yeah, cause he had this song right here.
Oh yeah, Hood Hop.
Yeah, this song right here.
So Hood Hop came out in
04.
Yeah.
I'm finna get you a head for this song right here.
Dog, this shit's go crazy in the club. You right, this shit was out when I was still in the club. Yeah. Uh-huh. This shit used to go fuck wild, yeah.
Tipsy is on this album.
Uh-huh. Tipsy on this album. On 2009.
No, this say 2004.
I meant 2010.
The single.
Oh, I see what you.
He got an album called Hood Hop from 04.
I see that. I'm looking at it now.
I wonder if he came out with this and then after he got big,
dropped it.
He came back on again.
That, he did a
because he dropped a Lost one. Tapes.
He did a
the
radio
one that came out
mix.
On 10 called the Lost Tapes
Club Mix instrumental shit. That used to be the shit back in the day though, and they damn near counted as an album. You get the
this red, shit,
the radio mix.
So the
mix
shit did drop
in 2004.
Yeah.
How the fuck did they do this?
2020. I mean, I say 2020. 2010. I see something called Jaquan the Lost Tapes.
Uh huh. I see it now.
I see that. Yeah.
Yeah. I see all that now.
2009.
And the Tipsy remix is on here.
Yeah. They got on
that Kitty Cat.
But they literally got this shit on the list.
Oh, they got Crank That Kitty Cat.
Oh no. No, Jaquan.
They literally got this shit on the list, yo.
Some Tipsy Club Mix or some shit.
Oh my god.
Alright, Jaquan, you wasted my time.
Hey, we wouldn't have got Hood Hop though.
Yeah. It's very, very, very bad.
Yo, I got a fake ID though.
Yeah. I wonder if he getting paid for like if he owned the masters for this shit.
Oh, I'm sure he getting.
If he the writer, if he got the writing credits,
I'm getting to go see if he got writing credits on Shaboozy shit.
Because that's how Trinidad got paid off of what you call it song.
Mm-hmm. Bruno Mars. Bruno.
And all he says, "Don't believe me, just watch."
Yep.
Oh shit.
Yep.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This was like 03 because I remember
They was doing the chicken head too.
Yeah, but I was working at Washington Mutual, and
oh shit,
we had it was a radio station on a computer on like Yahoo Music or something,
mm-hmm.
And it was a radio station called K Vegas. K Vegas, that was like one of the only hip hop stations we could listen to on the computer.
Yeah,
and they always would play this song. And what's that song? That nigga Baby Bash, they would play his song too.
Yeah.
But I remember that we used to listen to that like they morning show and shit. Yeah. And listen to Vegas shit.
I got to see if Shaboozy get. I mean, if Shaboozy paying his name.
Baby Bash. Oh shit.
Shaboozy.
Goddamn K Vegas. That's when I started, like, I mean, 03 or whatever, 02, 03. But that was like when, because, like, you know how Big Boy do his show?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the way he do his show is, like, kind of different than how, like, Ricky Smiley do his show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And their show was kind of, like, more like a Big Boy style show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All their radio sounded a little different than, like, radio on the East and the South or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What Jaquan name is? Can't. Oh, he ain't gave him no credit.
Oh, for real? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna just Google, does Jaquan.
He ain't got his name in the credits.
Oh, somebody, all I put was Jaquan and it came up, get royalties from Shaboozy.
Oh, God.
I'm about to see.
Everybody want to know. He damn it. This is the same fucking song. It's just a country version of it.
Yeah.
Hold, I'm talking about everything is the same.
I thought it was a joke when I first heard it.
Yeah, I thought it was just some old time road type shit too.
It says, yes, Jaquan makes money from Shaboozy is a bar song because it interpolates his 2004 hit Tipsy.
Mm. Interpolates, huh? Uh-huh. Okay. If that what they call it.
Like the shit Jay be doing?
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, Jay don't do it with whole songs though.
No, but I mean,
might take two or three bars.
Yeah, but even if you do that, that's what they call
it. Yeah, nah, fuck that. That nigga took that nigga song, remade it as a country song, and changed the name of it. Called
it
talking
about a bar song. Oh no, but it's called a bar song, Tipsy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Tipsy in parentheses.
Uh huh.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Bro, Jaquan was 17 when he came up with that song.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. He was young as hell. That's why he was talking about drinking was very, very bad.
He said Jaquan initially had a Grammy nomination for a bar song, Tipsy, but it was later withdrawn.
Man. Shout out to Jaquan. That Hood Hop was the shit, though.
Yeah.
That was the shit. He sold 500K.
Oh, that's
gold.
That's cool. Back damn, back then that was cool. Now,
yeah, dang, shit. Hey, that's laughable.
No, 500,000 now is amazing.
Shit, boy did what, 360?
Who?
Playboy.
For real? That's yeah. crazy.
First week he did 360.
Like Drake and Kendrick week. Only be doing like 200.
I know. But Cardi ain't dropped an album in like what, 5 years? And my stepson was listening to that shit. And I was like, hey man, please save me. Turn that shit off, man.
What?
That Playboy Cardi shit.
Oh, you don't like it?
I can't understand what he's saying.
Somebody do.
Yeah, somebody do. Or maybe they don't. Maybe they
They removed him as a songwriter.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. The Recording Academy did.
Oh, they hate him.
Yeah, hey, he sat down with Bill. Damn, in April.
That's crazy.
He can rap too.
Yeah. Was he from Memphis?
St. Louis, I think.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, that dirty shit. St. Louis was cranking him out.
Mm-hmm. He was born in 86. Yeah, he's from St. Louis. Okay, he worth 1.5 million. Shout out to him. Born in 1986.
Young.
Oh, the beat on that song sample something else. Sample of Queen. We Will Rock You. We Will Rock You. We
it,
will.
It does?
Yeah.
I can't hear that in there. This song right here?
No.
Tipsy.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't heard that. They gonna have to remove some shit and take some other shit out and slow some shit down or speed some shit up to make me hear that, because I don't hear it.
Bro, shit.
Doom, doom, shh. Maybe it's that shh.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. I appreciate you, B.
Appreciate y'all for having me.
Tell them where they can find you, brother.
Every Monday and Wednesday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. And yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
Or
on YouTube, too.
Oh, YouTube. We gonna get a YouTube episode soon. I gotta put in time to get my production time and prep time and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
June, yo, appreciate you, man. I
appreciate you, brother. Always a pleasure.
Tell them where you get, tell them where they can find you.
Really?
It's your boy Jones, man. Appreciate y'all for listening, Philly.
Shout out to that guy.
Check out that Me Against the World album when you get a second, man. I know you ain't never listened to that shit.
That was third in it.
Mm-hmm. Just listen to the whole album. You'll hear a lot of shit that you done heard before. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
Not just sucks, that. So. Not just that one line that you thought Juelz seemingly created.
Oh.
Well, yeah, it's a whole lot of gems. Pac got a lot of gems. He got a shitload of one-liners, too. Oh, I meant to, last, before we leave.
Mm-hmm.
Be Easy.
Yo.
Was tagged in a post this week that I snuck up on.
I was?
Yeah. And it said
the Jay-Z one?
Oh, one of these four albums got to go.
Damn.
Volume 2.
And this nigga picked Volume 2.
Well, you gonna take Reasonable Doubt? You gonna take Blueprint?
I might take.
You gonna take Black Album?
I'll take Black Album.
Why?
Because
What song on Blueprint better than some shit off of Black Album?
On Blueprint?
I mean on Volume 2.
What song?
Yeah.
A Week Ago.
A Week Ago?
Mm-hmm.
With Scott
Too Short.
With Too Short?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that better than Allure? That better than Lucifer? That better than Threats? The fuck out of here.
To me,
when the gun untuck, nigga, you die. It's like nunchucks held by the jet ally.
That's to
I'm
me.
I'm the one must link. No,
no, 2, no, 3, no, 4.
Why? Because 1, 4, 5 might blow your high. You ain't got to go to church to get to know your God. It's a match made in heaven when I split the 7. Put you on the nigga news UPN at 11. Oh, where shit. You been? You ain't heard the got the word
told,
that I'm.
Lawyer told me that you been leaking some things. I should have known you was a weakling.
Hmm.
Oh, the whole week ago was about snitching. That's why a lot of motherfuckers don't listen to shit. That whole song is about fucking his homeboy turning red on him.
That's your favorite song off of that?
Either that or It's Like That.
I don't even really like
the song with Kid Capri produced. That's my shit. Like he, his flow, like he spit.
I like
he spit
the song with with the one with the flame. I like that better than
that
Kid Capri song, huh?
That's on volume two. That's the
with Young Chris.
What else?
I mean, Volume 2 got some songs, but
Money Cash Hoes, Jigga What, Jigga Who.
But at 98, boy.
Yeah. Like, nigga.
Yeah, that wasn't even hard.
I mean, Volume 2 is like, you know, one of my favorites. Anyway.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
I mean, I like all of them, but out of those, that's the one I listen to the least.
Yeah, it's got that sentimental value with that one. Well, I couldn't. Nigga, I was stuck in the house for 2 weeks.
Oh, that was when you broke your leg.
Yeah, shit came out.
I mean,
Tuesday.
It got Hard Not Life and.
Yeah, but you know, that's the commercial shit.
Nigga What, Nigga Who, and Coming of Age 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I Get a. Mm-hmm. Niggas like Reservoir Dogs, but.
Dogs was the shit.
What was the song you
always
talking
skip
about?
It. I'll play it for you.
You always skip Reservoir Dogs?
Yes.
Nigga, you fucking crazy. Goddamn, Jay went off on that motherfucker.
Like, wasn't this a dog?
Jay
man?
Say, put some more beat on that joint.
Beanie was on that too.
Yeah, Reservoir Dogs. Mm. Yeah, Beanie, Sauce.
Oh, I'm thinking about Blueprint too. That was on Blueprint too.
That song you was talking about?
Yeah
Reservoir Dogs.
I'm talking about the other song.
Oh, the song with Young Chris.
Yeah, that was on Blueprint too. But yeah, I mean.
But yeah, Reservoir Dogs went crazy, man. Them boys ripped that shit.
Well, it's 2002.
Yeah, this one right here.
That's the end of the album.
Yeah, I know. But I listened to this album at least.
I know.
Out of those four.
I know.
Yeah. The Blueprint 2?
No.
Out of the four that was on this list.
Out of Blueprint, Black Album, and Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah. It was that. That was the one gotta go. I'll take Black Album out.
Oh, you crazy. I mean, I can't say you crazy because that's your opinion.
Exactly. But I'm
sick to my stomach with you taking.
Which one are you taking, B?
I'm taking
this one out.
This
the album with this song.
Volume 2 out.
Volume 2, Hard Not Life. And I'm taking out the Black Album.
That is right there.
This on the album he talking about, he'll take out. As a young and dumb and gun in the waist, so cracked to those who couldn't take the pain, that had a number with bass. Can't stick the hit, straight knees up to chase. Nowadays I throw shots back, leaving nothing to waste. Life like a treadmill, niggas running in place, getting nowhere fast. Whole year done passed, I found never stop winning till the earth stopped spinning. Rock hot linen, cop hot cars and hot women. If not him, then you gotta confuse. Y'all not remembering. My motto is simply, I will not lose. Rules about views with bodies on it. Let me know anybody wanted. I'm raised irrational, raised is of the hood. The one with the hood, I come when I could with this paper till this day. Still growing the hood,
what
this is part
that?
Of my nature. 12.
That number,
nigga,
12
coming for the
number 12. Lucifer
done up the morning. I know this one too, but I can go without listening to this.
You can
versus listen, nigga. Did you not see me just rap? You see how I just went crazy on this like that, yo? That shit. As a young and dumb and gun in my waist, so cracked to those who couldn't take the pain and had to numb it with bass. So I gotta murder them first emergency.
The last verse is
why.
That speak to me.
It speaks to everybody speak because
to
of the way he delivered it.
No, it speak to me.
No, it's the way he delivered it.
No, it speak to me.
He delivered that motherfucker.
Say, hold on, let me see if I can get to it. Oh no, hold on, not that. Oh no, that, I was in the right spot. Please, I can't wake up with a dry pillow. We still not.
First the day that birthed
the bastard who caused the church mash. Reverse the crash, reverse and reverse the car. Reverse the day, and there you are.
Bob-a-lob.
Nigga.
Bob-a-lob.
That's tough, man.
That's Bob was Big's brother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know the nigga Maul that be talking crazy about Drake on the internet? Yeah. Roy and Maul. Yeah. Baba Lob is his big brother.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I
Bob, they say Bob was that nigga. They say Biggs and Dame funded the whole first couple years of Rockefeller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, so them boys, when they that video they shot in my lifetime on the speed boats in St. Thomas. They yeah. said it was our boats. It was our homeboy boats. And they crib.
This album right here. But if you don't, if you take it, this album out, you commercial. Won't get the rest.
You won't, because he had to go commercial.
He had to.
Yes, he did.
I don't think he knew.
He knew that was going to take him commercial. That's Annie, man.
But what I was thinking about was it was in Austin Powers.
You would think this would be his top list. Mm-hmm. It ain't even up there.
That shot him to another stratosphere when they did that.
Mm-hmm.
What
this song or
yeah.
what
about it?
I'm just going by, you know, I'm going by the spot.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, but you would think it would.
I wonder how they do
it.
Oh,
they ain't listening to it now.
They got Empire State is
fucking. Oh, yeah, that's
yeah, absolutely.
Or either niggas in Paris.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the most listened to now.
I'm surprised. Oldest in the top five?
Yeah, but that number mm-hmm. thing like the mother.
Yeah, Oldest was the shit.
Nah, they got on title, they got Niggas in Paris, Empire mm-hmm. State of Mind.
Niggas in Paris. None
Encore. God Did and Part 2 on the Run. Mm. That was the top five, and then number 6 was on a Run this time.
Mm. You said God Did?
Was number 4.
Of course, none of the songs we really, really love will be on a list like that.
God Did.
His verse was hard.
They ain't got that one.
Oldest is number 8 on here. Yeah,
that's wild.
This right here is number 10.
Oldest low over here.
Huh?
Oldest low over here.
Where that? Like, past 10?
Shit, he ain't got but 200 million.
Oh, you looking at the numbers though? Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at how they got it listed.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they
don't have the numbers on here.
200 million and No Church in the Wild got more than
true.
More than Oldest.
That shit hard.
That is a hard song.
That shit hard.
Yeah.
You know Frank on that bitch too.
Mm-hmm.
And hell, Bonnie and Clyde right on Oldest heels.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta Have It.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to
that. Gotta Have It was crazy too.
That's number 9
what
on here.
But Niggas in Paris. Niggas in Paris.
That whole album was fucking sick. Mm-hmm. That Watch the Throne.
It was good.
That bitch had some shit on it.
It had some shit that I skip on
there. Yeah, it had some shit on it though.
Yeah.
It had some shit on there.
I be slipping on Jay, man.
Oh yeah. Jay
you
got
do?
Some shit. Bro.
Oh yeah.
Jay got some shit now.
I wait on June to educate me on it.
He's so lyrical though. Like, you have to really pay attention to what the fuck this nigga saying.
Even if you just like beats and music and shit, he got
the beats too. Yeah. But he gonna say some shit. Mm-hmm. He gonna have a line in there. You should be like, God damn, that nigga said that. He on everything. I promise y'all. Even the songs I don't like, he got a line in that motherfucker. I'm like, God damn, that shit hard. That's how I started listening to Lucky Me.
Mm.
I used to skip Lucky Me every fucking time I used to play that fucking volume 1. I used to skip Lucky
track?
Me. No, it's when like number that? 7. Right before Sunshine.
Oh.
It's right before that. But
oh,
I used to
Sunshine,
skip.
I thought Sunshine. What was number 2?
On City
volume
Is Mine.
One. City Is Mine, number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sunshine. Okay.
Yeah. So I used to skip Lucky Me. Then I one day I was just riding it play. And that nigga said, at the funeral parlor, crying on my sleeve. I can't believe these niggas got Miss Carter grieving. Mm-hmm. However he said it, I was like, whoa. Okay, let me listen to this shit. And ever since then, I love that fucking song.
Mm-hmm.
He spit that motherfucker too now. But that Rap Game, Crack Game, that whole, I always talk about that album.
I think that's
my sleeper favorite.
I forgot whose CD I had. And I was recording the CD, but I had it playing low.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like the way the beat was going, I was like, yo, that shit skipping. And I turned it up a little bit like, oh, that how the beat go or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Back
what
then.
Song was that was?
Rap game, crack game.
See if I can find it real quick.
Damn, we done went all the way off.
Yeah,
we got to get out of here,
dude.
Man.
Yeah.
You got no show to do there.
Yeah.
Run that real quick, though. Oh, yeah. MusicJonesPodcast@gmail.com. Instagram, the Music Jones Podcast.
You just want to Rap Game, Crack Game?
Yeah.
I can find it real quick.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to type it in. I'll find it real quick.
But yeah, man, we always go off and just start talking about shit like we always do. That's just what we do. We sorry, y'all. Hope y'all appreciate the knowledge though, cause this shit be real.
Oh, that shit.
Somehow the rap game got the other crack game.
Feel me?
Oh yeah,
that nigga. Pause. And that nigga talk about how Nas always sampling. I mean, Nas said he's always sampling his songs and shit. That was good. But see, I think Preem did this beat, right? Yeah, but that's Preem right there. Treat this rap shit just like handling the weight. What they want, we give it to them. With their band that we take. Hit a rapper with consignment, let them know what's at stake. Jay, his early CDs go always outweigh his later shit to me, D-Love. Except Kingdom Come, that was a sleeper too. That was dope, that's dope shit on that.
444 though.
Can't fuck with that 444, cuz.
444.
Can't fuck with that shit, man.
That nigga was spitting on that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you can't fuck with that shit, man. That,
Marcy me. I like what's the one
with Family Feud?
Family Feud. That shit.
That shit. That shit's so hard, yeah.
That Caught in the Eyes of Frank Ocean, another one.
Yeah.
Smile Hard too. Story of OJ.
Nigga, Bam.
Bam, yeah.
Bam is that shit. Bomb.
Bomb, bomb.
Bomb, bomb, bilam.
Moonlight.
That's my shit.
Yeah, you said Marcy Me.
Yeah, Marcy Me.
You got some shit.
Now on the CD, it's a song with his daughter on that, with Blue on that motherfucker.
Yeah, it's called,
is it on there?
The Freestyle.
Yeah.
She freestyled.
Yeah. 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 That shit on the CD.
She got a Grammy for that.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Shout out to Jay, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jay.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, we about to get out of here, man. Easy. Till next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got a special treat for next week.
Okay.
Not special treat, but some shit I know Wally gonna be really in tune and talking about.
Word.
But yeah, man, I'm gonna hit L up too. I might have you hit him up because I can't hit him up. I ain't got my phone yet.
Word.
But yeah, man. Appreciate y'all. Peace. Turn the music up too.
Super Bowl goals. My wife in the crib feeding the kids liquid gold. We in a whole different mode. The kid that used to pitch bricks can't be pigeonholed. I cooked up more chicken when the kids